The biggest soccer event in Tasmania, I reckon, ever will happen in Devonport next Wednesday night when the Devonport Strikers take on the Wellington Phoenix, an A-League team, in the round of 32 of the Australia Cup. We'll hear from their coach, Tom Ballantyne, a little bit later on, but now I've got the president, Drew Smith, on the line. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. I guess you're starting to get a bit excited about it now, but obviously a lot of work goes on behind the scenes to make a match like this happen.
Yeah, look, it's very exciting, but you're right. There's a lot of work going on in the background. I've got a permanent list sitting here on my desk of things that we're ticking off, but everyone's sort of gathering around, and hopefully we'll get there. Plus, we're trying to get some building work completed by the 3rd of August as well, so it's all hands to the wheel.
Not far away now, but only about another 5 days. Seating, I think when I mentioned, I spoke to you probably a month or two ago when we knew we had the event, we didn't have a date at that stage, but you were hoping to have enough seating for about 3,000 people?
Yeah, look, we'll probably have seating for about 1,500 to 2,000 people because we're sort of looking at a maximum venue capacity of 5,000, so we've got to get the mix between seating and standing right, but we're probably looking around the 2,000 mark at this stage.
Okay, and lights were the other concern, and I know you were getting some lighting coming in from the mainland. How's that progressing?
Yeah, look, the lights have landed in Tasmania yesterday, so that's, I guess, one side relief. So we're looking to install those at the ground next Tuesday when the lighting people come down from Sydney to manage the installation process.
Now, I'd imagine with between 3,000 and 5,000 people attending, the car park I think holds about 50 cars. So I guess there's going to be traffic management in place next Wednesday night as well.
Yeah, look, we've got a traffic management plan and an event management plan, so there will be drop-offs and pick-up points outside the ground. There's parking available at TAS-TAFE and Hillcrest Primary School as well, so those venues will be available to park as well. So there should be ample parking for everybody, as well as obviously the on-road parking as well.
I guess the other thing that's a little bit different about this game too is that unlike a normal Saturday match, you can rock up to the gate and pay for your ticket on the spot. Because of the numbers, people will really need to book, and you've got to get your tickets online. So how do you go about that, Drew?
Yeah, so look, to book your online ticket, you can go to the Devonport Strikers webpage, so www.devonportstrikers, and you'll see a link there that will hit you fair and square between the eyes. You click on that, and they'll take you through to the ticket box.
And for people that can't make it, it's going to be telecast live as well, isn't it?
That's right. That'll be on Channel 10 Play, so that'll be through the streaming service. So I think it'll be telecast live. I'm assuming it will be, given that all the camera crews will be there. But there's nothing like being there in person, though, Martin.
Yes, I will be there. Don't worry about that. As I said, there's a lot of organisation going on behind the scenes. The Devonport City Council, of course, have been very helpful, and you've got an army of volunteers, a very small army, but I guess it's a job that couldn't be done without that sort of assistance.
Oh, look, it would have been absolutely impossible. The requirements to stage this sort of game are enormous. And, we're only tip of the iceberg with some of the things we've discussed. So, obviously our existing volunteers, council have provided support staff as well. We've got the Rotary Club North doing all the traffic management for us, which is fantastic. So, everybody's sort of digging in and providing a helping hand, which is fantastic.
Is this the biggest thing you've ever been involved in, Drew?
I think as far as organising a sporting event, absolutely it is. There's a lot of moving parts here at the moment, and I think hopefully it will be the biggest sporting event we've been involved with. There's 5,000 people there with a bit of luck. So, it's a great opportunity.
And the good thing is if you cause an upset, and it's been done before, I've got to say, because it's off-season for the A-League teams, if there's an upset and you get a second home game, you know what to do for next time.
That would be, you'd dream of that. That'd be fantastic. Although I think if I said that to the volunteers at the moment, they might say, what the hell are you talking about, given the amount of work required for this one?
You might end up with a volunteer strike. I'm sure that won't
happen,
right, though. Exactly. I'm sure they're doing it for the love of the game. It's going to be a fantastic night next Wednesday night. Good luck with everything. I'll catch up with you then. Drew, but thanks for your time this morning.
No, thanks very much, Martin.
That was the Devonport Strikers president, Drew Smith. The coach is Tom Ballantyne. He joins me now. Good morning, Tom. You must be getting really excited.
Yeah, we're definitely starting to feel the, not the tension, but the excitement growing within the player group,
What's the reaction been like from people around the state that are involved in the sport once we knew that you were going to be playing an A-League team on a Wednesday night under lights?
I've had a few calls from people I know and people I've coached in the past in various other clubs. saying how they're looking forward to coming out and supporting the club and can't wait for Devonport to be on the map and put Football Tasmania forward, I guess.
Of course, you got there by winning the Lakaselgic Cup, which is the statewide knockout cup, and this is a knockout competition as well. It's the off-season for A-League teams, so we know they're not going to be at full strength. They may be a bit rusty, but do you actually dare to dream? Because the A-League teams have been beaten before in this competition.
I think you can always dare to dream. Knockout football's, it's there to be, you know, to have those David and Goliath moments, and we've got ours now. If we can cause an upset, and it will be fantastic for, obviously, you know, amateur football, or that in-between state of football where those players are hoping to gain some A-League traction. We've got a very good, young, exciting squad. This is a chance for them to put themselves forward and show A-League potential people who are watching what they're capable of.
Of course, the game will be telecast, and like you say, it's a great opportunity for young Tasmanians, in particular those playing with Devonport. As I said, you got there winning the Lakaselgic Cup. As far as the NPL competition is concerned in Tasmania this year, you're on top of the ladder. I think about 8 or 9 points clear. You've only lost the one game. It must give you a lot of confidence having that record so far this year going into next Wednesday night's game.
It does, but on the other hand, it's a completely different competition against a very strong side. So we can take the confidence that we've gained throughout the league season. Now it's a case of trying to implement our plans and tactics against a very high-class opposition and making sure that we put our best foot forward.
So I'd imagine you've been studying a lot of videos and things like that from Wellington Phoenix, because we don't know a great deal about them here in Tasmania.
Yeah, no, we've been watching as much as we can. Luckily, they fall onto the program and platform that we use for our statistical analysis, so we've been able to look at what they do and what their players do at certain key moments in the game through that. And it's now, as we get closer to the event, we'll start drip-feeding that into the players. As of Saturday, we'll then go full bore into making sure the players are up to date with exactly what it is they're going to do and what we're hoping we can exploit as weaknesses in their system.
Yep, so I guess, I mean, after today's game, that's out of the way, then you've got to concentrate on what's happening in 4 or 5 days' time. From the outside looking in, I'm very excited about it. I can tell that you're excited. I know that the President, Drew Smith's excited about it, but what about the players and the people around the club? What's the atmosphere been like over the last 3 or 4 weeks since we found out this was happening?
It's been a great motivational tool for myself to drive the players forward in what we've been trying to achieve in those last 3-4 weeks. It's been quite difficult, I guess, not to get too caught up with what's to come rather than losing focus on what's happening now. So we've been trying to tread that very fine line. I think so far we've got it right. We've got, obviously, today's game to go, and we've got to make sure we're ready for that, and then we can switch full focus on to where we need to be. But the players are over the moon with the opportunity that they're about to receive.
I think the original choice for the club, if you had to choose, would have been a Sunday afternoon game, but it's going to be Wednesday night under lights. How much experience have Devonport got playing under lights, and will it be something totally new, or is it something that the guys are really comfortable with?
Oh, it's a time that we train. So in terms of how their bodies function, it's a time that we train. The only difference is it's not a night that we train. So in terms of how they prepare, it shouldn't be too much of a difference to how they prepare to go to a training session. Obviously, the caveat is there's going to be a lot of people there watching them rather than the 4 people that are there watching them train. So I guess that's the massive difference. Other than that, it's a normal session for us in terms of, you know, on our pitch, under lights, training. We've just got to make sure that we have that Tuesday session prior where they're used to the extra amount of lux and what it feels like with the grandstands in situ by that point to familiarise themselves with the new surroundings.
Yeah, as we mentioned with the temporary grandstands, I think the club's hopeful to get around 3,000 or a few more through the gates. How important will it be for the players to be able to feed off the crowd? Because I reckon the atmosphere is going to be pretty special too, isn't it?
I think it'll be massively important. I think if you look back at the previous games the club's played in FFA Cups and in the final series, having the crowd, having that home crowd advantage is has been so important. You know, it's a tight pitch. You can get, you know, the spectators right up to the fence line. So having that atmosphere is going to be so important for the player group to drive themselves on against, you know, as we've already said, a very high standard opposition. If we can drive ourselves forward and use that crowd energy to help them run that little bit further and that little bit longer, it's going to be so important.
It's going to be a massive sporting event for the North West Coast and for Tasmania. I know that everyone involved in soccer on the North West Coast, in Tasmania and possibly even Australia, because you're playing a New Zealand side, will be right behind you. So the best of luck, Tom. I really hope you do well, and good. Thanks for your time this morning.
No, pleasure. Thank you.